I don't think there's anything more important in the county right now than health care. Again, that's just a short tick below the whole economic situation, which includes jobs. I think the other issue that we have to worry about in the second district is dealing with the overall issue of public safety. And I think the other issues that fall just shortly behind that are the whole issue of transportation. Can you get where you want to go? And then I think education fits right in there also. And so these are things that I think are the core of what we need to do in the second district.
Now, this has been an interesting campaign. There's been a lot of talk about union support, which way the unions are going to go. In this case, a lot of the unions, including the Service Employees International Union, have thrown their support behind Senator Ridley Thomas. Mm-hmm. How do you think that you ended up not getting the union support, and how important do you think that's going to be in this election?
Well, I think, first of all, I don't believe I got the union support because I'm very independent. Just as we're offended about the collapse of our financial structure when we see the corruption that's going on in our major industries, we should be equally concerned about when a special interest, such as a union that represents 800,000 employees, they've gone out and recruited a candidate that they want in place. They basically are buying a position for 100% vote. And if you look at my opponent's record, he has 100% vote on SEIU issues. I enjoy the fact of being independent. I enjoy the fact that I consistently remain independent, and I'm not for sale. If people are being injured, whether they're citizens being injured by police officers or citizens being injured by the unions taking their dues inappropriately, I'm not going to stand by and allow that to occur no matter who they endorse.
On the June 3rd primary, you were 5 points down. Mm-hmm. And so there wasn't enough to secure victory for Senator Ridley Thomas, so the campaign extended.
That's right.
But with all that money backing Senator Ridley Thomas, What have you got? What's sort of your silver bullet? What are you going to bring out?
Well, I think first of all, I think for the public to know that anytime you have a primary and someone spends $5 million and can't win the primary, you have to begin to wonder if they're electable under any circumstances. What our changes in our program is going to be several. We did not clearly use to our advantage Gloria Molina, who has been an endorser, and we did not use her the way we should have. The other issue is that this is going to be a campaign for TV and radio as opposed to mailing. We're finding a better use of all of our endorsees, from Bill Rosenthal in Mar Vista to Eric Garcetti in the area of the north part of the district. At least half of my council colleagues who are supporting me are also running for office. So while they're running for office out in their communities, they're also being beneficial to discuss the second district. It's no magic bullet. It's just hard work getting our message out and making sure people understand the true issues.
Okay, thank you. We've been speaking with Councilman Bernard Parks, who is running for the second district seat that Yvonne Burke will leave open with her retirement from the County Board of Supervisors. Thank you, Mr. Parks.
Thank you very much, and appreciate the opportunity, and go Trojans.